Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I am Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this is our favorite things. A little trivia. Some people have been asking us, who sings the theme song to our favorite things?
Oh, yeah. Who is that?
Well, if you can figure it out, let us know, and you might win an autographed black and white headshot of Kevin and I from the 80s. With our denim jackets and mullets. But seriously, see if you can guess who is singing on the opening recording.
Very deep, booming voice.
Wait till you find out who it is. We'll tell you in a couple of weeks. So once again, you know the drill. Kevin and I try to stump each other and we celebrate some of our favorite musicals.
I'll go first. I'm looking at my notes right now.
You got it? Okay.
I have a concept album.
A concept
album? Indeed.
I like that. On vinyl?
It was eventually... No. This is actually a CD and it was made into a musical.
Okay.
It actually had been produced off Broadway. Which I did not know that it was done off Broadway in 1990. Joe Layton actually was the director of this off Broadway. He did not direct it when it moved to Broadway.
Oh, so it did go to Broadway.
It did move to the Broadway.
Oh,
but the concept album happened to be. Oh, you've got a look in your
I
eye.
I think
Do you
I
know
might
what it is?
Know.
What is it?
The Life.
It is The Life.
Oh,
you're
my
so
God.
Good,
I
Rob.
Love The Life.
So I recently found this little gem again, and I'm kind of obsessed with it again, and I love it. It's so wacky. The people that so Cy Coleman definitely, you know, Cy Coleman, of course, we all know from Sweet Charity and all these Seesaw, all these amazing musicals, and of course, The Life and City of Angels. But he was also a very well-known jazz piano player, so he knew a lot of jazz musicians in the business. So he assembled this concept album with all these amazing legends. So I'm just going to give you an example of some of the people on there. Lou Rawls sings on there. Bobby Short singing The Hooker's Ball. He also got Jennifer Holliday to sing He's No Good. And Jennifer Holliday in a very like subtle, like, you know, not over the top. She just kind of just goes for it. It's really well done singing. But he also has Liza Minnelli singing like You Gotta Use What You Got, of course.
Yeah.
And We Had a Dream. And then she sings with Billy Stritch, the People Magazine song. But I also love hearing, I've always been kind of a fan of Jack Jones. Like, who doesn't love a good crooner?
I
have records of him from the 60s, you know, where he's just belting it out. And so he sings, you know, a great song. And Leslie Gore, you know, of It's My Party and You Don't Own Me, she sings My Body.
She sings My Body?
Yes.
Leslie Gore sings My
That's
Body.
That's right, she does. But the whole thing, and then Cy Coleman does like a whole piano arrangement of all of his stuff that he plays and then sings on a little bit. Oh, I forgot. At 100 years old, George Burns singing Easy Money.
Easy money.
That's
I'm running around and down.
Is like it's
who?
Like why? I don't know. Because
why not? That's what I always say. And this is why I say why not.
Totally. It's so wacky and so weird. But all together, it kind of works. You know, and I love the original cast recording.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh yeah,
you know,
I was just
it was
ask
done.
You.
It was done like 2 years later, of course. And
is it very different?
I mean, it definitely had different arrangements.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, those jazz singers definitely had their own arrangers do it, and they got to, like, you know, make it work for them. But the songs themselves are pretty intact. I mean, the lyrics are all pretty much the same lyrics.
I love that show.
Yeah.
I really like that show.
It's really, it's fun. Yeah, and the cast recording, of course, listen to that as well. I mean, that's always a lot of fun. And incidentally, yeah, I didn't know that it was done in 1990 off-Broadway with Lilias White and Chuck Cooper.
I didn't know
and
that.
They're the ones that stayed with it when it was done, you know, six, 7 years
Do you know
where
off-Broadway it was? Do you remember or no? We can always look it up.
It wasn't a big, it was like West Beth Theater, I want to say.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was a concept album, and then from the concept album, they did a production. I didn't realize there was
Not
a production
so.
Beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm wondering, because it wasn't that much of a success when it first came out, and I'm wondering if it was because people were still so close to the memories of what Times Square
used
to be.
Right, because basically it was about, you know, the seediness of Times Square before it got Disney-fied, if you will. And I wonder now if we were to revisit it, if we would, it would be a little more nostalgic and not such a close memory.
About 30,
you know?
35 years or so different. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, now I want to go home and listen to The Life.
It's great. Great
Can you
singing.
Get the concept
great
album online? Like, is it on iTunes or do you have
I think so. I mean, okay. I don't know, actually. I have the CD, so I don't know. But
oh, you have the CD.
Yeah.
You still have CDs.
I have a whole collection of CDs,
I love it.
Rob. Nerd what? Alert.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with
and
that.
And records.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. I like to collect, you guys are really going to love this, but I really do collect any record that's not made on CD, like I like to have. Like I mean, I had a Time for Singing, but now a Time for Singing, they've redone it. Now they've released it digitally. That's what they're starting to do now. But I like to have the tangible record or CD because I like the liner notes. I like the pictures.
Yeah.
I like, you know, all the information that you get with it. You know?
Oh, I love that. So, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had such a big record collection.
I love collecting it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, very cool.
Yes, my wife loves it.
Is she okay with all the clutter
the records
in the house?
Are in the closet and the CDs are in boxes underneath the couch.
Put those away.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So funny you speak of Joe Layden, because my musical that I'm going to talk about this week was directed by Joe Layden.
Well.
It is a sequel.
All right. Well, I'm all right off the bat. I'm just going to say, like, is we going Annie Warbucks?
Earlier.
Are we going Bring Back Birdie?
We are going Bring Back Birdie.
Oh my gosh. God bless you, Charles Strauss.
God bless you, Charles Strauss. And Lee Adams.
And Lee.
God bless all
Good
of you.
Good for you guys. And Cheetah.
Cheetah. They thought they could capture Lightning in a Bottle a second time.
It was like 1980, I want to say.
81.
Yeah.
81.
So a good 20 years after.
In fact, the first number is, you know, 20 years. It's about being, you know, 20
That's
happy
right.
years.
Yeah.
And so it shows you what's happened. Now, I have to say this. If you listen to the recording, and you don't know anything about the show ahead of time, you listen to the overture, and you're like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Snappy.
And then you listen to Cheetah Rivera's next song, which is 20 Happy Years. And you're like, oh my God, this is so sweet. And it brilliantly captures what happened to Albert and Rosie in the 20 years they've been away.
Mm-hmm.
Then it just goes downhill.
It does a little bit.
But I figured out the best way to listen to it. Oh. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to download the CD, and then on your iTunes, anything that Cheetah Rivera is not in, you're going to unclick. Because if you listen,
there's some wacky. There's some like
oh my god,
like they go to the Southwest or something.
Oh,
and like,
the Arizona,
like, yeah, Con Edberg is there.
Oh,
now,
it's bizarre. It is. I mean, it's bizarre. But if you just listen to like the five or six numbers Cheetah Rivera is in, you're like, oh my God, what a great show. Right. I kind of want to revive it just for her.
Yeah.
And it's just those six numbers.
Okay.
And then we call it a night. But she has that. She has a great number called I Like What I Do, which I think is a really clever way of showing all the mounting problems that are happening in the Albert Peterson household, played by Donald O'Connor, who does not seem to want to be
Donald
on this recording.
Not
at
happy.
All.
Not
make him laugh.
Yeah,
make the man laugh because nothing's happening. And then he comes in. She's great on that. She's great on Well, I'm Not, which is posted, I think, on YouTube.
I know that one.
And you watch her sing and dance, and she's wonderful. So the whole set was these huge TV monitors. The band that the son joins is called Filth, and they all sat on toilets.
Oh my gosh.
And played their instruments.
That's disgusting.
And the thing that bothers me more than anything, because I think it's such a cop-out, is, do you remember in Bye Bye Birdie that Mae Peterson didn't want Rosie and Albert to be together?
Yeah, totally.
Because Rosie was Hispanic.
Right.
And she didn't want her being with somebody. She didn't want Albert being with somebody with Spanish, although in the movie it's Janet Leigh.
Right.
So. But they put Janet Leigh in a black wig and they're like, she's Spanish. Action.
Go.
They had bigger problems.
It was an accent.
They had bigger problems trying to convince people that, one, Maureen Stapleton could sing.
Right,
and
right,
two, that
right.
Paul Lynn was, you know, in a marriage with two kids. Those they had other issues to deal with. But what you find out in the end of Bring Back Birdie, spoiler alert, is that Mae Peterson herself was actually Hispanic.
What?
And that her like maiden name was like Lopez or something.
Oh my gosh.
It's the most bizarre thing. But I'm telling you, listen to the score. Just listen to any number that Cheetah Rivera is in. I am hoping that maybe we will see this show at some point. I think it. But done as it was done originally. Community theaters.
Bring
you know
it
what?
On.
Do it in rep. Bye bye Birdie.
Bring back Birdie. Yeah.
Let's bring him back. So those were mine. Bring Back Birdie.
And The Life, the concept album, jazzy as it is.
And if anybody here saw The Life in its original incarnation.
Oh yeah, off Broadway.
Yeah,
I want to hear about that.
Or if you saw Bring Back Birdie, please let me know. Is it as horrid in life as it was in my mind, the way I'm imagining it? But God bless you, Cheetah Rivera. I like what you do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Till next time, I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
Take care.
Bye.
A few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.